What's up, man? Alright, guys, today is a very quick video. It's titled MGTOW TV should be a lot faster, thanks to all of you guys out there who donated. So we have three servers that power MGTOW TV. Now, I'm not supposed to say that publicly because this will give our enemies more knowledge and data of how we operate, but at the same time, I'm doing a lot on the back end to make sure this DDoS attacks, all these sabotaging and all that BS does not continue as is. And coincidentally, guys, this is why all these new video sharing platforms like PeerTube, RoxyTube, Prohibited TV, that's why they're all not there anymore. From my understanding, BitChute is probably gonna go down sometime soon. So at the end of the day, guys, it's probably gonna be Rumble, us. Odyssey has already been taken over by the Jews. So at the end of the day, guys, it's probably gonna be Rumble and MGTOW TV. And I wouldn't be surprised if Rumble is gonna take out the whip, because Rumble is actually backed by Peter Thiel, a hardcore Zionist. I mean, right now, Rumble is giving you guys the illusion of freedom, you know, free speech and all that mumbo jumbo, but the reality of the matter is Rumble is actually working its cloud infrastructure. That way, when they tell you guys to go fuck yourself, eventually they already have cloud customers. So this video is not about Rumble, so I'm gonna make it very quick. So you guys know how Amazon sells fucking shit. Well, now Amazon, well, they had it for a while. It's called AWS, Amazon Web Services, where Amazon is actually more profitable selling their cloud computing than they are selling fucking toothpaste and shit like that, okay? That's what Rumble wants to do. Eventually, that is what I myself want to do with Mitwalli Web Services. You know, I want to make money through my cloud computing rather than MGTOW TV, because MGTOW TV doesn't make any money. We barely make enough money to cover MGTOW TV. This is why if you get one chargeback, depending on how big that chargeback is, it could be a total disaster. This is why if you get like one hard drive blown away, well, not blown away, like blown away with the wind or the gun, but you know, you get one hard drive that becomes defective, which is what we have, you know, that's catastrophic, because it's going to cost me about $200 to replace the hard drive. And the thing is, you know, these hard drives are not like readily available waiting for me to go like this and boom shakalaka, it's in my hard drive the next day. You know, you have to order it, special order it, has to be expedited shipping. So right now the MGTOW TV CDN server is running with a defective hard drive, and let's hope to God that defective hard drive does not have a catastrophic failure in the next couple of days. So let me tell you how the MGTOW TV is MGTOW TV servers are configured. We have three servers, okay, guys? One server is for live streaming, okay? The other server is for content delivery, which is the videos. This is a server that you guys helped me buy. This is a server that coincidentally has a defective hard drive that I need to get replaced like next week. And then the third server is the server for the MTV, for the MGTOW application. I call it MTV because it's a lot shorter than writing MGTOW TV or saying MGTOW TV, okay, guys? So if I say MTV, I'm talking about the MGTOW TV. I'm not talking about fucking music TV, okay? So the third server is a MGTOW TV server. This is where the actual application lives. So when you guys go comment, this is where the application, this is where all your comments, all your money and everything goes to. Now the MGTOW TV server, guys, I actually rent that server. I don't own it. And the reason why I rent that server is because new servers are always coming out. So when I went to call the server company and I'm like, hey guys, I'm gonna need a new server, what do you guys have going on? I found out that they do have a better server, and they gave me a promo code where the better server is actually gonna cost me $10 more per month. And it's going to be a little bit technical. I know Coach Bitchville is going to have no idea what the hell I'm saying. But for those of you guys who know anything about processors, let me tell you exactly what's happening for an extra $10 a month, okay? So, our current server, which, by the way, I already canceled, is a 7950 AMD Ryzen CPU, okay? The new server, which we are already on, by the way, which is what this video is already going up on, that server has a 9950 Ryzen CPU. In other words, this server is far more powerful than the previous server, and I'm only spending an extra $10 a month on it. So MGTOW TV, guys, a lot. So as of right now, okay, as of actually about an hour ago, really, MGTOW TV should be a lot more quicker than it has been. Not because I optimized the code, not because I, you know, did the updates for MGTOW TV, but because simply I got a way more powerful server for an extra $10 a month, thanks to you guys out there who are donating and stuff like that. So as you guys know, that, like I said, MGTOW TV barely pays for itself. So we have a server for $130. That's the MTV application. The server we own, obviously that server is not hosted in my bedroom. It's hosted at the data center. That's $80 a month. So that's 130 plus 80. That's what, $210. And then the server that powers the live streaming, that's $30. So now that's what, $240 plus $75 for a technician. So MGTOW TV cost well over $300 a month to operate. And pretty much, guys, the money I make is from the commissions. That we make 10%. So if you guys, you know, the more you guys donate, obviously the more I make, but in general we make about $300 a month. So again, any chargeback that destroys us, depending on how big it is, any problems with the hardware wise. Now the good thing about the hardware, guys, is that eventually every hard drive we have on the MTV CDN server, eventually that hard drive is gonna need to be replaced. You guys have to understand, hard drives, we use a SAS hard drive, okay? Again, Coach Bishville has no idea what the hell I'm saying, but for those of you who guys who know, you know. So we're using SAS hard drives because obviously they're cheaper than using an NVMe hard drive, you know. The hard drives we have like 14 terabyte hard drives, and we have like 16 of them. It will be cost prohibitive for us to use NVMe hard drives that can last a lifetime. So these SAS hard drives, they all have a limited life of a couple of years. So eventually we're gonna replace all of them one at a time over the course of several years. So it's not like gonna be, oh shit, I need a new hard drive tomorrow, I need a new hard drive a week later, a month later. You know, maybe two or three hard drives a year are gonna need to be replaced, which is fine. That's the cost of doing business. You know, it's gonna cost me about, you know, $200 to replace a hard drive. And again, you do that once or twice a year, no big deal. But I'm just telling you guys out there that all this stuff has to exist somewhere, okay? So we have a real server, we have a real hard drive where all the stuff is stored on. Like all your comments, everything you guys do is stored somewhere. It's stored in a server, in a data center, on a hard drive. So the hard drive eventually will need to be, like I said, they have a limited life. Eventually it's gonna need to be replaced, but that's okay, that's part of the job, okay? Fortunately for MGTOW TV, because we do use NVMe drives, we really don't have to worry about the hard drives going bad for the MGTOW TV application. Plus, we run everything in RAID, meaning if one hard drive goes bad, the other hard drive will take over until we get that bad hard drive taken care of, and this is why I want to get the hard drive that's bad on the CDN server. This is why I want to get it taken care of next week before we have a catastrophic failure that might actually have real loss of data. And once you lose data, you don't get it back. So this is one of the reasons why, guys, I'm like not making any videos, because I am so freaking busy with there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that you guys will never ever see, you know, and that's what I'm dealing with at the current time. So that's the update I wanted to give you guys. Update I wanted to give you guys is that MGTOW TV is a lot quicker now. Let me know in the comment section of this video. Also comment, you know, I know that commenting sometimes takes upwards of a half a minute or a minute. Now commenting should be a lot quicker. You guys, let me know in the comment section. Also, guys, follow me on Twitter, the MGTOW account. Just type in MGTOW TV. That's our Twitter account. Because when you comment in Twitter, everything gets pushed to my phone. That way I know what's going on. So just take a half a minute out of your life. Follow me on MGTOW TV on Twitter. Just type in MGTOW TV. I don't think Elon Musk is hiding us on Twitter, at least not yet. So follow me on Twitter. Like I said, guys, everything on Twitter that you tweet to MGTOW TV handle will come to this phone in real time, and I'll be able to communicate with you there. Because right now, guys, all I'm doing is fucking DoorDash. That's it. That's all I'm doing, guys. Like, my goal is $150 a day. That way I get to pay off the new hard drive. I get to pay off the chargebacks. That way, because the content creators, guys, you guys need to understand, you know, the content creators work very, very hard for their money. And I don't want to raise 10% to 20% or even 30% like YouTube does. Because unlike YouTube, I'm a human, you know. So you got to understand that a lot of these people, you know, tough times are getting tough, dudes. Like right now, guys, is a time to fucking hustle, make as much money as you can, get the fuck out of the country, and fuck hot bitches, or in the case of Coach Bitch Bill, traps and Thai lady boys. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And if you guys if you guys are gonna put money in your wallet, stuff like that, I know TFM has a live stream tomorrow. It's probably gonna be lit because of all the bullshit going on. So when you guys put some money on your wallet, and if you can and if you want to, there's a donation where you can add, you know, whatever money you want. That donation, 100% of that donation comes to me. And as you guys know, when you guys donate to me, you guys get to see your money where it goes. Like the money for the restaurant, you saw the restaurant in Medellin up and running. MGTOW TV is now a lot faster, so you guys get to see with your own eyes where that money goes to. Okay, and even in the case where you can't see with your own eyes, like for example, the hard drive. When I buy the hard drive, you know, you guys are not going to see the hard drive, you know, doing anything, because right now the degraded hard drive, it's working, it's limping along. So when we put the new hard drive in there, you guys are not going to notice. Nevertheless, we got a new hard drive and it's doing something, you know. So again, guys, if you put money in your wallet, and I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Omar, I already have money in my wallet, I already have money in my balance, how can I donate that money to you? Just DM me on MGTOW TV and I can manually move that money from your balance to my balance. As just said, guys, right now I am extremely, extremely busy with not MGTOW TV. I'm really busy with DoorDash. All I do is eat, sleep. In fact, I'm actually parked outside Arby's right now. I'm gonna get some food. I'm gonna wait for this god awful traffic to come to an end, because here in DC, man, you can travel 3 miles in like an hour. Just how bad the traffic here is. So I'm gonna go eat Arby's, chill out for a little bit, and then, you know, come 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I'll start doing this all over again. That way I don't wait. And another thing, guys, is that, dude, like, if I was not such a careful driver, like the number of times I could have been in an accident here in DC, like DC traffic is way worse than LA traffic. You got these highways that all of a sudden they just show up on you, like make a left, make a right. Fucking Google Maps, guys. Like Google Maps will tell you, stay to the left, stay to the left. And then 1 second later, hey, take a right, exit right now. It's like, motherfucker, I already passed it, bitch. It is what it is. So again, guys, my goal. So my very foreseeable goal, guys, is to do this for another month, maybe 2 months at the most. Pay off all the, assuming the chargeback does not get settled in our favor, I'm just gonna pay back all the content creators as quickly as possible. I'm hoping to do that within the next 30 days, if not 2 weeks. Again, it all depends on, you know, if I'm sitting here making a video, I'm not making money. But then again, I don't want to be stuck in traffic for 2 hours to go like fucking 5 miles, you know. So my immediate goal, guys, pay off the content creators, get enough money to get the CDL, go back to Florida, spend 2 months in Florida getting the CDL, and then start doing trucking early next year, like January, February, where I'm making, you know, 4 or 5K a month, and I don't have to worry about this fucking bullshit of inner city highway to highway bullshit, you know. At least when I do trucking later on, you know, it's just being on the highway to highway, you know, maybe drive at night, fuck all this stuff in the morning, you know. So anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.